that this contact we have in the whole Goyish world, and we love their styles, we love the way they design our dresses, we love the way they design our ties, we love their books, we love their history, we love their geography, we love their authors, we cry for Sue Barton. I don't know if you know what Sue Barton is. We cry with her, we love her. And we kiss the book at night. We take it into bed with us. What does that mean? Don't we know what happens after love? It might take years, Rabbi Sai, but do we have a guarantee on our children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Erech HaPayim, Rachmon al-Islan, there might be a great earthquake, and all this early training on all this culture, we eat like Goyim, we dress like Goyim, we think like Goyim, we enjoy the Goyim, we open up the television sets, we see them perform. You put this information into a computer, what will he tell you will happen to us, Rahman al-Islam? And Chazal tell it to us in one sharp word in Sanhedrin, and these are the words of Chazal, HaKoydei Bisforim Chitzoinim Eilei Chelik Leilam Habo. Because Chazal had a look way in the end. How can we cry? How can we cry on these millions that were Nachman Litzlan or with Goyim? Of course our eyes are dry on the greatest tragedy that the Jewish people ever witnessed. The Jewish people never had such a tragedy. Of course our eyes are dry. Because some way along the ladder, Rahman al-Islam, we also have some kind of a sympathy for our friend the guy. And this setup was never, Rabbi say never. Not in Poland, not in Hungary, not in Morocco, never, never was such a setup. The Jew despised the guy, and the guy despised the Jew. And Rahman al-Islam, we fell in love, and the love came into the most delicate, the most beautiful part of the Jewish people. And today, Tisha B'Av, a day of truth. Let us make certain decisions. Let us make certain decisions. Those parents who tell the children, break off. And they say, I can't. And we say, oh, those terrible children, you should listen to your parents. And where are we? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, break off. Break off from that love. And we say, I can't. Poshatati iskutanti chochel b'shena. I can't get those magazines out of my house. I can't. I'm in love. Rabbi, Tisha B'Av is a wonderful day. Chazal tell us, Kol HaShe'orim ninalu chut mishare demois. All the sha'arim, all the gates in heavens are closed. Chut mishare demois. Besides the towers of tears, these are the towers that are open. Tisha B'Av is the day, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, that opens the towers. I used to hear Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levorach, on Rosh Hashanah, used to say, a man walks in the street in the winter and December, he steps into a puddle and he catches a cold. And Achmon Litzlan, he doesn't take care of himself, he gets an pneumonia, and Achmon Litzlan, he dies. And when you go to the funeral, you say, why did he die? He caught a cold. When did he catch a cold? In December. And Reb Chaim used to say in Rosh Hashanah, no, he didn't catch a cold in December, he caught a cold in Rosh Hashanah. Sometime during the Musaf, sometime during the Zechreinu L'Chaim, he got cold, he stopped his excitement. And that's what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say. May I add, Rabbi Sai, maybe he didn't catch a cold. Maybe his tefillis went up with excitement and with cheshek and found closed doors. He caught a cold on Tisha B'Av. That's the day to open. That's the day, the Sha'arei D'moyos, that opens up all the Sha'arim for all the year. It's a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai. It's a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's a day of Bechiyah. And there is no beautiful tefillah as Bechiyah. Let me tell you, Rabbi Sai, a mashal that I thought. I once said this mashal on Yom Kippur in a yeshiva before Ne'ilah, because it was appropriate mashal to Ne'ilah, but I think we could give an addition to it to Tisha B'Av. And I was discussing a Zohar HaKadosh, which is surely a Zohar of Tisha B'Av, and he talks about it, that we cry and we scream and we beg on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we say, Havlam Chayim, give us life, Havlam Mizoyne, give us Parnasa, give us health for the children. And we forget the Tzar HaShchina. We forget our beloved Shechina Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in such suffering because of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his Yecholes, his capabilities are Ein Sof, and he is able to put himself in an actual position, Kaviyochol, of Tzar. We can't imagine it, but we have to believe it's the truth, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol is suffering, a suffering we have not imagined, because of love, because he wants us, he misses us, he wants to be with us together. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, how can you just talk, how can you worry so much about your own personal needs? How could you stop and not think about the Shechina HaKadosha? I said there was a mashal to a king who had a one and only son, and this son was the precious, the apple of his eye, and obviously this would be a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. But this prince was misbehaved, and as much as the king gave him teachers, and as much as the king taught him, and as much as the king punished him, he wouldn't behave, he wouldn't act according to the Ben HaMelech. And the gzeira was that he must be dispelled from the palace. And he was dispelled from the palace. And he went, and he got lost far away in some kind of a desert. And he fell into a pit. And he fell into the pit. And he broke his bones, he broke his hands and his legs, and most most beautiful parts of him, and he's laying there unconscious, and here is the prince, the Ben HaMelech, and the Melech knows where his one and only son is. But he cannot go and save him because that is the law, Melech B'Mishpat, that the king will not save his son, will not bring back his son till the time comes. And he tells one of his ministers, go see what you can do. And this minister, the star, goes and he finds the Ben HaMelech and he sees the boar and he looks deep down into the boar and he sees the prince lying unconscious. And what should he do? He has medicines with him. He has food with him. But there's no ladder. If he'll go down to this boar, he will also break his bones. He will be equally broken. But he doesn't think, and he jumps in. And that's exactly what happened. He broke his hands and he broke his legs. And here they are laying two together, the prince and the tsar, with one difference. The prince is completely unconscious. He's not crying. He's not screaming, he is unconscious. While the tsar is conscious. He's broken and he's sick, but he's conscious, he knows where he is. And here they sit together, these two, the unconscious prince and the tsar, who gives him drops of medicine and gives him drops of food to keep him alive. And all of a sudden, this tsar reminds himself something very wonderful. That there is a day in the year that the king has a law that he travels through the land. And anyone who meets him on this travel and asks him a request has his request fulfilled. And he knows for sure that the king will pass by this pit and he will hear and he will know. And he will be able to ask his request. And the day comes when the king passes by and the tsar is in the pit and he hears the Pamalya Shamayla, he hears the great chariots going by, and the king hears finally the voice, the cry coming down from below, and is screaming, Adoini HaMelech, my precious king, Adoini HaMelech. Finally, the voice comes up and the king says, yes, my tsar, yes, my minister, what do you want? What do you ask from me? And he says, Adoini HaMelech, it is already a month or two that I'm out of my house and I have a barn with cows. Who is feeding them? Please send one of your servants to feed my cows. And the Melech says, is that what you want? Is that your request? Any other request? Yes, dear king, I have a chicken coop. Please give food to my chickens. And I have a wife and children. Make sure they have parnassah. And he asks all his beautiful requests. And the king goes by. And the opportunity was lost. And the Nimshe Rabbeisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his one and only son is Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael fell into a pit and we were broken up to an extent that the Jewish people, most of the Jewish people, are completely unconscious. And they don't know, they don't cry, they don't scream. And when we go into the shuls on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and we scream V'atu Melech Chai V'Kayom, and we scream Zechreinu L'Chaim, they don't scream, they're unconscious, they are so broken, they don't know what they're missing. They're sitting in front of video sets, they're eating sandwiches of tarfus rahman l'slan, and they're unconscious, they don't know where they are completely. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, you Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the representative, which represents all Bnei Torah, all Jewish people learn Torah. Leich reid, and the Zohar says, "Bestora basroid, end of the days, go down." And we say, we can come down to such a generation. This is a bar, this is a pit. We will also become broken. But we don't think, and we arrived here, and we became broken up. We are together with the Prince, with Am Yisrael, and we have our hands and our feet and our limbs are broken. There is no whole peace within us. But we are conscious. We know that we are Yiddish Kinder. And we know that we are here with Am Yisrael. And then the day comes, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes. And Birshu Hashem Behi Motzoi. When Hashem is there, the Heilig Teg, and we can ask what we want. And Hashem is Baruch Va'atah Kodosh Yoshev Tehillos Yisrael is waiting for these beautiful tefillos. Mosai Tale Bitcho Mehabor, when will you take your child out of the pit? And comes up from the pit the great cry, Ribbono Shel Olam, we need parnasa, we need happiness, we need health, we need all our own personal needs. A terrible waste of a beautiful day. And a boysai, this beauty is also on Tisha B'Av. Let us describe Tisha B'Av not as a day when the king comes to us. Let us describe a Tisha B'Av one day when we install a telephone into this pit and every Jew has a direct line. Kol hasha'orim ninalu chut mishare d'mois. And we can ask Kutshu Baruch Hu, the tears that we shed this wonderful day go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was never a kosher Yiddish tear that didn't go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't break through the heavens. And with this line we can give along a bakasha. But something very funny happened. Something very funny happened on this day. On Yom Kippur, we're excited. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need parnasa, which isn't so good. On this day, something else happens. Do you know what happens on this day? We're sitting in the pit, and all of a sudden we discover around us a nice company, beautiful insects. We find that it could be very comfortable in the pit. We have no reason to ask the king Lechatchila to take us out of the pit. We're very comfortable in here. We can eat the filth we find around us. And we can find nice company. And there are snakes, Nechoshim Vakravim. Or we can sit in front of our sets. We can go to, we have library cards. And we find ourselves very, very comfortable in the pit. We have no reason to pick up the phone and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give this cry. It's a little different than what happens in Yom Kippur. We're in the country. We're comfortable. We're waiting for the 9 days to be over to get to the swimming pool. We can't wait. We're getting dried out. We're comfortable. We're on vacation. Why are we here in the first place? Lying in this deep pit, in this deepness, in this darkness, in this filth. We are here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children fell here. And we are here to keep them alive, to keep Am Yisrael alive with our Torah, with our tefillos. And we're here because we know that the Am Yisrael will only come out through tefillah. The Pasuk says, B'chi Yavoyu, with tears they will get out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us here to get his child out of the pit. And we find ourselves comfortable in the pit. And we build ourselves a little shul. We make a minyan. Very convenient. Very convenient. The prince is lying, unconscious. He's not my brother. He's not my child. It's not mine. In our Arkansas, Jewish children are marrying Goyim. Not in Borough Park. So what? It's Arkansas. I don't live in Arkansas. What are you doing in the United States in the first place? Why are we here? What are we doing here, Rabbi Sai? Are we here to give parnassa to the pizza shops? Is that what we're here for? What are we doing here? And we made ourselves comfortable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on this precious day. And we are crying Eichon, he's screaming, Ayekon, where are you? Moshe Rabbeinu's beautiful Jewish children. We are a generation, we went to Cheder. We are young people here at Baisa. We remember our parents in America wrapped us up in Talesim. We are Baruch Hashem. Kedoshim, we were born with Kedusha, our parents are Kedoshim, we learned Torah. Ah, Yeko, where are you? I sent you down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cultured us for a reason. To get us out of here, to get us back to Kedusha Baruch Hu. And we made ourselves comfortable. Rabbi said there was never a generation when he felt so comfortable. Let me give a suggestion why. I will give you a mashal, Rabbi Sai. Mashal Mo'adov Adoymeh. And this is a little tragic mashal, but we can't deny it. Mashal Mo'adov Adoymeh. There was once a king who had his precious child, his precious Ben Yochid, a delicate one and only child. And this child was again unbehaved and was naughty and did everything which he shouldn't. And the king is Mishpat Melech v'Mishpat Yamid Oretz, and punishment must be inflicted. And we must give him punishment, we must give him patch. When we get him patch, and he doesn't become better. When we get him vita patch, he doesn't become better. And we give a slap in the face, and his waist becomes swollen. The next slap is his back, and his back becomes swollen. The next slap is on his hand is swollen. And all of a sudden the Novi screams, Al-Mesuku, where should I hit you? But we have to give the boy patch. And the king says, Rabbi Sai, this is my child. He and I, the father and the son, he and I, Am Yisrova Kutchi Berichu Chad. Yisrova Raisi Kutchi Berichu Chad. The Torah HaKadosha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the king says, look, this child needs patch, needs to be inflicted punishment. But he cannot take any more punishment. It will give him another more lashes. He won't survive. So the king says, take me. I am his father. Give me the lashes. I am the one who will absorb this destruction, these tragedies. And the servants of the king have no option, and they start inflicting the king punishments. And the little prince, all of a sudden, his back is freed and he feels good, and he goes out and he buys himself to eat, and he's enjoying himself, and he's roaming, and he's comfortable, and all the pets that should be on his back are on the back of his beloved father. Rabbeisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us punishment after punishment. We had a Spanish Inquisition. We had Gzeres Tachvatat. We had a Holocaust. Almes Suku, there's no room for more pets. But we didn't do tshuva yet. And we live in a generation when the greatest tragedies, the greatest Holocaust that there ever was to the Jewish people, is inflicted, but not on Jewish people's backs, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Shekhinah HaKadosha. Big parts of Am Yisrael are being torn away spiritually, and we are comfortable. Let me add to this mashal, Rabbeisai. May I add to this mashal what Chazal tell us? When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying, and the Malachim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't cry, we will cry for you. May we add this mashal, Rabbeisai. I don't know what's happening in heaven, but in this terrible mashal, could you imagine what the servants of the king would say? The servants of the king would say, Ribbono shel Olam, it's true that your child cannot receive this affliction, this punishment, but Chas v'Shalom, you're not the one who deserves it. This punishment should come on us. And the Gedolei Hador, where are our Gedolei Hador? Where are our Gedolei Yisrael? Where are the giants of the Jewish people? Where are our Zakenim? And we have tragedies in our generation now with the summer. We had such terrible, terrible tragedies. From the most beautiful servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after all what's going on, but we, the children of the Hashem Yisbarach, are comfortable. We are comfortable. We are full. We eat. We enjoy ourselves. Rabbeisai, as I had started, I will finish. These are moments of cheshbon ha-nefesh. These are wonderful moments, moments of truth, moments of kedusha, moments of esoyrus. There is nothing that Jewish tears cannot break through. Bivchi yavoyu, our feelings in this heilige day can bring the Mashiach. We have to want, we have to be worried, we have to bother us on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, on Am Yisrael. Bevchi Yavoyu, this cry, the cry of these people, and of all Jewish people, of our Olam, and of all Jewish people, that comes up Baruch Hashem, B'Kedusha V'Taira, this will build. This fire will build the Beis HaMikdash. B'mheiro b'yameinu, amen.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkel Zatzal, his wife Chaya Mendel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who are together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkel Zatzal was one of the founders of Shalheves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shalheves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah d'Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and shrewd Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Klal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his aliyus neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avraham Zatzal, and for the aliyus neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mendel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shal Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.